On this All Saints Sunday, I quote to you from Isaiah 65. Be glad and rejoice forever in what I'm creating, because I'm creating Jerusalem as a joy and her people as a source of gladness. Amen. Please be seated. You might be thinking, Isaiah? We didn't hear Isaiah this morning. I know. You're right. You didn't. But you just did. And today I'm going to preach on that verse. So the story of Daniel's vision and Luke's sermon on the plain, or Jesus' sermon on the plain, is going to have to wait till it comes around again in 2022. I'm sorry. I know you're crushed. Let me read that verse again. Be glad and rejoice forever in what I'm creating. Be glad and rejoice forever in what I'm creating, because I'm creating Jerusalem as a joy and her people as a source of gladness. Now, last week I preached on Debbie Downer. And this week, if you can't get more positive adjectives than that, glad, rejoice, joy, gladness. If you can't get positive thinking and the Spirit of Christ out of that, where you can just walk on out the door. No, I would never say that. I guess I just did. Well, you know, All Saints Sunday, I'll say something about that first, is where we talk about the saints of Christ who have gone before us. Now, in case you're confused about the definition of saints, let's turn to Robert Louis Stevenson. He defined saints as sinners who just kept on going. They kept on going along the journey to glory. Saints are the ones who didn't give up the race. They didn't quit. They remained steadfast in their faith in God. And today is also the first Sunday in our stewardship campaign. And what a way to start off in such a positive note. For the next three Sundays, you'll hear a fellow St. Georgian talk about their witness in Christ, or how St. George has made a big difference in their life. And they might even talk about how they need your resources, your time, your talents, your skills, your financial resources to help this congregation to continue to minister in our neighborhoods and across the world. What is ministering to our neighborhoods and across the world? Well, it's sharing God's transformative love through his Son, Jesus Christ. But I believe this verse from the 65th chapter of Isaiah, and that's verse 18 if you want to look it up in your translation. I believe this should be the theme for this year, because it gives us a sense of peace for the vision that God has created in us, a vision of a new heaven and a new earth. Think about when the world is around you is caving in, and this world is filled with disagreement and suffering. God assures us that there is a vision of a new heaven and a new earth that is already seen on the earth as it is in heaven. I see this vision of a new heaven and a new earth lived out in the life of our church and in our connection with the Episcopalians across the world. In this body of Christ, I see God-sized vision being lived out in the love and tenderness we give to each other, especially those who are sick, those who are dying, and those who are grieving. I see God-sized vision being lived out in the shared rejoices when prayers are answered, in the children who know that this is a place where they belong and they are cherished. And I see it in their responses, because they return their love to us. And I know that their support of their dream for what a church can be is what we can do and we can be. We're living out the Holy One's future for us in this church, in the world. Trusting in the Creator, we are building relationships with our neighbors that God loves each and every one of us. And there's nothing we can do about it. God loves each and every one of us. That's comforting. Even in our bad times, trials and tribulations, that's comforting. I see a new heaven and a new earth being created every meal that is served at Trinity Lutheran Church Community Banquet, of which we are a part of, or every can donated to our little food pantry to address food insecurity. I see a new heaven and a new earth being created in how we reach out to those who are in prison, directly with the state prison or through ministry on the margins. I see a new heaven and a new earth being created in the work of missionaries we support through our diocese, especially with the tribal nations here in North Dakota, and through the national church to all parts of the world. I see a new heaven and a new earth being created in the rebuilding of communities after disasters through our support of Episcopal Relief and Development. The wildfires in Northern California and in actually the whole state of California sure need our support. I also know that I see a new heaven and a new earth being created of all of the ministry of United Thank Offering, the donations by which students receive scholarships. I see a new heaven and a new earth being created each time we stand with those facing injustice and pray with a member who seeks healing, with every dollar placed in the offering plate, and every time we gather as a community for baptisms, weddings, funerals, and our Wednesday and Sunday morning worship of the risen Lord. I see a new heaven and a new earth being created with every commitment to the ministries of St. George's through your gifts, your prayers, your presence, your witness, and your service. As we lovingly imagine the beautiful heavenly city, I ask you to ask yourself, where do you see this vision today? Where do you not see this vision yet? What does this vision of a joyful community look like for St. George's? If there was no financial limit, what could you imagine for the future of this parish that reflects the vision of God's holy joy? And what will you do to be a part of this vision and this ministries during 2020? What will you do? All of us are invited to be a part of God's creation and to do our part in carrying out God's vision. God doesn't want us to just sit back in our pews soaking up the Holy Spirit for ourselves. Oh no, that's not what God wants. We are invited. No, that's not strong enough. We are commanded by God to get up out of our pew and to be a part of the transformation of the world as disciples of Jesus Christ. If you met someone on the street, would they know you were a Christian? You know, together we are united as the body of Christ and called to be justice seekers. We are called to be truth tellers. We are called to be peacemakers, P-E-A-C-E makers. Not to be confused with our peacemakers, P-I-E-C-E-M-A-K-E-R. Although we're recruiting 24/7 for our peacemakers. We are called to embrace others, to seek forgiveness for all of the horrendous things we have done, said, or thought, and to offer grace and hope to those who need it. And don't we need it these days? We respond to God's grace not only to claim Isaiah's vision for ourselves, but to experience a real relationship with God who delights in us and wants us to be whole. This week, may we have the confidence that we are equipped to partner with God to create a new heaven and a new earth, not through the powers and principalities of our world, but through the teachings and promise found in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.